Everybody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the final hour of The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll along on another good show. Lots of fun topics. You guys chiming in on social media and otherwise, which we love sometimes, which we talked about. And we also mentioned the fact, I mentioned going into the break, if you're going to take shots, and you guys know how to reach us because we make it very clear how to reach us on Twitter and otherwise. Last night, as part of that debacle that was Monday Night Football, Brandon Marshall, the wide receiver, didn't have a very good game, but he was on the field. So a lot of people took to Twitter to take shots at Brandon Marshall. Only one problem. They were tweeting to Brandon Marshall, the linebacker of the Denver Broncos, and instead of him telling them that they had the wrong guy, he was basically trolling them.
That's great.
And challenging them to go to the parking lot and fight it out.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. One guy said, how are you tweeting and dropping passes at the same time? And he responded, because I can do both. B-O-F.
That is great.
Fantastic. Then he said, where are you at? And he's like, I'm on my couch while you drop Eli's passes. He's like, meet me in the parking lot after the game, chump. And the guy was like, what parking lot? This could literally be anywhere in the world. Might as well have said, meet me on Earth. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to come see you. Where are you at?
That's so
that is
good.
Awesome. That was all going down last night during the game.
Oh, I love that stuff.
And idiots on Twitter think, oh, yeah, during the game, Brandon Marshall's actually tweeting me.
That makes me so happy. Well, he was. Brandon Marshall was
yes, he
tweeting
was.
Them.
That's a good point.
He absolutely was tweeting them.
Someone said, catch the ball, dude. And he responded, catch these.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
A couple things. Did Nick play White Town? Because that's what it feels like working with you two.
I did play White Town, but.
Yeah, are you being racist, Nick?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Don't you do that.
Now we're white guys.
Josh in Beaumont, if you're bringing home $15 million a year, why are you paying into a 401k? Well, you still need to invest. Still got to be set up for the future, right? I would still be investing.
A lot of them are trying to do deferred payments and do all kinds of things. So after they have their 15 cars of fame, that
15
when they,
cars, of,
cars
fame?
Of fame, right?
What?
When you buy your 15 cars and spend a lot of money, like I've seen burnt through the years through guys that think they're making it big, you still are putting money away so that later in life you have money to fall back on when you're not exactly top 10 in salary in a major sport.
Okay.
Like the Bobby Bonilla deal. You know the Bobby Bonilla deal, right?
Yes.
The baseball
yeah.
player?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's still getting $1 million a year from the Mets.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Isn't it coming up, though, to the end? I think this
it's getting close to it, but it's been something like 17 years, I think, where he's gotten at least $1 million a year from the Mets.
That is nuts. Somebody wants to know, this was a text, after watching the Giants, what do you guys think of the Eagles winning the NFC East out of the other teams in the division? They seem to be the most complete. Not saying much, though. I actually had the Eagles winning the division before the season started. I had it Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins.
Did you pick them?
The Eagles?
In our picks?
What do you mean?
Did you pick them to win the East?
The East, yeah.
In our picks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I had my division order, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins in that order. Looks like it might be flip-flopped at the bottom between the Giants and the Redskins. But yeah, I had the Eagles. I really felt like they're in that division, they might be the most balanced team, if anything else. But yeah.
I still had the Cowboys, and everybody was dogging me saying, because I also read an article where they said one of the teams that could really have the biggest fall from grace in a year's time was the Cowboys.
Right.
But I still picked the Cowboys to win the East.
Okay.
So, I mean, look, it's those two teams. But after 2 weeks, are you ready to anoint a champ?
No. I think they were just asking about who looks the best.
I think the Eagles got a legit shot. I love where Wentz is and what he's become quickly, especially when you look at the other alternatives like Jared Goff and others. Even Dak Prescott catching some heat now. But Carson Wentz looks to be the real deal. And look, they've got a running game. They've got receivers now. They got Jeffrey in there from the Bears that's helped them a lot. Good tight end play with Ertz. And they got a steady defense.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because you look at the plus minuses, the differentials for these teams. I think there's be a healthy debate between what do you think is the best division in football? And I'll give you two from
two
one from each
right
conference. So obviously the AFC West.
Yep.
Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. But the other one I think many would consider is the NFC South with Falcons, Panthers, Bucks, and Saints. Now, NFC East, but I think that you're seeing that, you know, some issues with the Giants and the Cowboys and even the Redskins to that degree. The North, NFC North is better, but I think the Vikings are still going to struggle. The Bears, you know.
If Bradford's out for any length of time, they're going to be really bad. But he showed you what he can do when he is healthy.
Uh-huh.
But overall, I mean, that NFC South seems to be top to bottom the best in that conference.
I think the NFC South and the AFC West would be the two divisions that it would come down to. Who would you pick?
If I had to pick one?
Yep. The better division or the best division in football.
I'm going to say the AFC.
AFC West?
AFC West.
I think so, too. I think the Chargers at 0-2, like you talked about, they're a couple of field goals away. They're a much better team than their record.
So take the worst team in the AFC West playing the worst team in the NFC South.
That would be Chargers versus the Saints.
I'd take the Chargers, so therefore I'd take the AFC South. Okay. West, sorry.
Very good.
You?
Yeah, I'm with you. AFC South. Or AFC West, AFC South.
Yeah, I got it.
Goodness gracious, not the AFC South.
I wanted to bring this up to you guys, and before we get too deep in the show where we don't have time to get to it, and then people will use it on the next show and then accuse us of stealing their stuff. I saw this, and I thought it was worthwhile to bring up to you guys because I know it was right down your alley, so to speak, Barry. The headline is, a jogger dubbed the Mad Pooper is terrorizing Colorado Springs. Now, there's actually video of this, which I will tweet out, from the local TV station, Channel 11. But there's no getting around it. Let's get right to it. A Colorado Springs woman has been taking big craps in front of people's houses for a few weeks now, and they're calling her the Mad Pooper, and she won't stop. The cops have gotten involved. It appears to be some sort of revenge pooping, but the actual report says that it's a lady jogger that a family has said their kids have seen her do this. They can identify the tissue that she uses every time because she carries it with her when she runs. She leaves it right next to the pile of dong that she drops. And she does not have a poop
dong
bag
or
to
dung?
Clean it up. Well, dong.
If you're dropping
dong,
dongs, you're dropping something else.
Dong, da-dong, dong, dong. Okay, so there you go. The quotes in the story are fantastic. Like I said, I'm tweeting it now so you guys can see the television story that goes with it. But essentially, they want to shame her. They're putting up flyers all over the neighborhood to catch the Mad Pooper. They pretty much can identify what she looks like. But they said less than a block away, there's an outdoor rec center with a bathroom. There's a Walgreens. But yet she insists on doing it in yards, front and back, of neighborhoods in which she runs. Colorado Springs Police Department has confirmed it's a real case being handled by their Falcon Division.
Oh, the eye in the sky.
But they said, like, the couple said their kids came out and said, there's a lady taking a poop. So the mother came outside and said, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yep, sorry. Just went about her business and kept on going.
I don't know. First of all, Mandy on the text line said, it's Colorado Springs. What more do you expect? Are they known for this?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Like, really?
I have no idea about Colorado Springs. Is this like the meth capital of Denver or of Colorado or something?
There's something in Florida. I'm probably not in
I would, yeah.
Colorado.
Like
I
Sergeant would. Jonathan Sharketti, who's on the case, said, it's abnormal. It's not something I've ever seen in my career. For someone to repeatedly do such a thing, it's uncharted territory for me.
I mean, I've seen a homeless guy crap on the sidewalk downtown just like and stare at me. Like not just like, oh, let me go over here and hide and oh, you caught a glance. Like this dude was at the corner.
Now,
and he had to poop. He pulls his pants down, squats, and I'm at a red light and he stares at me eye to eye as he's dumping.
As he's brown eyeing?
Yeah. I just was like, you're the bravest person on the planet.
I've pulled out of the Midtown Randalls and gotten to the red light where there's that bus stop, the sheltered bus stop, and there's a guy that would literally enjoy the fact that he was leaning back, relaxed sitting on the bench and peeing rainbows out into the street while cars were going by.
I would be so mad at that.
Yeah.
So mad at that. No,
and here's the thing.
But running, I mean, I discussed this on Houston Game Day on Sunday. I don't know how it came up, but we talked about if I could be any animal, I think I would want to be a horse because they can poop and walk at the same time or run and poop. Which I think
and
would
amazingly
be a
with their
special
butt cheeks,
skill, yeah.
You would think it would mash the poop, but they always come out like softballs.
No, it's a special skill that only horses have. So,
Another one.
Yeah, I would. That's why I would want to be a horse because then I could win every marathon. I'd never have to stop.
Speaking of marathons, and this grossed Nick out, but Lisa's run 12 marathons.
I've seen this before,
but one of the
too,
things
the
she's told me about,
yeah,
is that when you're running a marathon, if you got to go, you just let it fly. In your running pants or yep. whatever you're wearing, or you let it fly out the side of your little running shorts. And that's just commonplace in marathoners because they don't want to stop and they're being timed, and especially the competitive ones. They don't want any part of losing time by having to go take a break.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I can't believe that happens.
Yeah, it's well known. There are pictures out there of people just with poop down their leg. They'll pee their pants. They don't want to stop.
Stripes on the back of their pants.
They don't want to stop. Some people will run in diapers for that very reason, so they don't have to stop.
And this woman is supposedly a runner, but they said that she's been sighted pooping in a Walgreens, in nearby backyards, and even though there are bathrooms all around her for her to use, she doesn't care about. They've put up signs, warnings. She completes the rest of her runs with mud butt. Nope. She just lets it fly on the lawn. She brings her own toilet paper, and she leaves it all in a pile wherever she goes.
Well, I mean, yeah. How about you poop before you go on your run?
Yeah, I mean, how many times are you pooping in a day?
I don't understand that. People are weird, man.
Yeah.
I believe, though, if I walked out and caught her, I would follow her. I would get in the car and follow her. She's got to go home at some point.
Well, like
and maybe if she's a long distance runner, she's not going to be very strong. Bring her back a rubber nose in it. Teach her a lesson. You do it to
well,
a
that's
dog.
Assault. But I mean, yeah, at the same time, you know
crap
what?
Crap in my yard. No.
We talk about it all the time.
Throw it at
We're
her.
All reporters. We all have phones.
That's what they should do.
Just videotape it.
No.
Get videotape some, it because you give it to the cops and then you put it on
social
media.
They've got video of it. But get gloves.
I didn't see the video. Yeah, of it. They have pictures.
Get gloves. Well, yeah, it's from a video.
Of her.
It's from a video, though. Where do you think they got the pictures from? Ain't there somebody out there just taking still
shots.
Pictures? Yeah, it's probably
her?
From a distance from like a porch camera. But I would get the poop, hide in the bushes for the next day, and when she comes up to poop, throw the previous day's poop at her. She would stop.
Could you imagine her saying, like yelling out, yeah, boy, and then dropping it?
Yeah, boy.
That's her.
And she's back on the trail, running away.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
So good.
All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back during the final hour of The Usual Suspects, it's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, as we continue to roll on. Stories of the day, Barry, and some things to touch on social media-wise.
Yeah, a couple things we want to catch up on. Hit on Twitter real quick. I want to give a rest in paradise to Ovidio Cantu Sr., Nestor Carmona's uncle passed away. We're sorry to hear that, Nestor.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, man. All our best to you and
the family.
And the family. A couple other things. Aaron Powell said, a homeless dude in Chicago threw frozen crap at my buddy once.
That's hilarious.
Number five best things I've seen happen to a friend. I want to hear what 4 through 1 are if the fifth best thing you've ever seen was a homeless man throw frozen crap at your buddy. That's great, though.
Who would take the time to freeze it, you nasty?
It's Chicago. You just poop and it sits there for a little while and freezes. And then you throw it. Either that or maybe he wasn't frozen. It was just hard because the homeless man was dehydrated. I don't know. That might be I don't know. Somebody has suggested Daenerys Targaryen for NFL commissioner. You guys have no idea who that is, do you?
Nope.
Do not know.
You don't watch Game of Thrones. No one would dare act up when they see the dragons pull up. That's so, you have to be able to watch the show to get it, but I don't know that I would go Daenerys, the mother of dragons, as the commissioner. I think I would have to go with her hand. I forget his name. The short dude. What's his name? Damn it!
You're not gonna get it from us.
No, but he's the smart one on the show. He would have to be the commissioner. I think he would make the best decisions. What are the odds the Texans utilize a double jumbo set with Watt and Clowney in honor of Vrabel? I'm gonna go zero and none. Okay. I would turn off my TV and never watch the Texans again if J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney line up at tight end. I'd be done.
Well, where were you when they were using them offensively?
No. With J.J.?
Yeah.
I mean, for the gimmicky stuff.
That's what I thought. It was all just a big gimmick.
Yeah. I see your homeless man pooping and raise you one, masturbating while walking down Fannin. Saw a homeless woman strumming her banjo on downtown, too. Houston is way too sexy. Yeah,
not
I don't
to
need...
mention that guy. I tweeted pictures of
right.
You,
I was just thinking
you
of
guys
that.
Pictures yeah. of after we had lunch at Cowboy
yeah,
Indians
crazy.
That day, walking down the street with a shoestring
yeah.
for like the only garment on.
Right,
it's like, what are you doing?
See somebody like me, and instead of, I mean, somebody said follow her home and then poop in her yard. The mad pooper.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to retaliate.
That's the same way. Remember what I told you that
you don't
people
be passive
were stealing
in this
packages
case.
In Midtown off of our front stoop.
You put a box.
So
yeah.
I put a box of poop and taped it all up nice and let yep. them steal that.
Yep. 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 I think you should do that. I think I would. I would not stand for someone coming by and pooping in my yard. I get mad when someone lets their dog poop and they don't pick it up.
So instead of the, you know, because when we walk our dogs, you always constantly see people with signs in their front yard with the circle, red circle,
no
with the
dogs.
Line through with
yeah.
no dog poop, with the dog squatting. So in Colorado Springs, are there signs on their front lawn
no.
of pictures of a woman squatting with the circle and the line through it?
Right. No pooping.
The mad pooper?
Please no pooping in our yard, humans. Non-sports thing, there's another major earthquake in Mexico. What is up with all these natural disasters this year? It does seem a bit more active. Which actually brings up a good point. Apparently, the end of the world.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned
is this Saturday, September 23rd.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys got the memo or read your Bible. But yeah, apparently, some church group is saying they put it all together, and it's going to end. And then they put out a video talking about it. But the only video that I saw had no actual like. Concrete evidence. They just talked about like it was really weird, actually, the way that they talked about it. But this is, you know, I mean, about every year and a half, someone says the world's going to end, and then it doesn't.
I was going to say, whether it's a church group or a pastor somewhere, we've been through this whole scenario before.
But if because there was a scientist that came out and said this is all crap. The logic that they're using isn't true. There was supposedly some planet or whatever that was going to collide with us. That planet doesn't even exist. They would have been tracking it for a decade. But if you knew, how would you spend your last days? What would you do?
Naked.
Just get naked?
Well, part of it, for sure.
You're just like, screw clothes, it doesn't matter anymore?
Or just screw, period. But, you know, I mean, that would be a big part of it. But, I mean, because you don't have that much time.
So, with all the time
left... I can't
go
tour Europe.
You're going to go have sex? That's it? You're just going to
bang
as much as you can?
That would be a top priority.
Okay. I'm not mad at you by any stretch of the imagination. Nick, what would you do if you found out Saturday was really the last day on Earth? Like, this planet was going to explode.
Stick with your family, man.
You would just hang out with the family?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't do anything else but just stick with the fam. Yeah.
I probably would just sleep a lot. I'll be honest with you.
What?
I would just sleep a lot.
I mean, I'd probably think of one or two crazy things to do. I don't know.
You don't have time.
You're getting on me, and then you're going to sleep. When you're dead, you're sleeping, for God's sake. Go do something.
Like what? You don't have time. It's Saturday.
Go garden the farm.
It's Tuesday. What am I going to get accomplished between now and Saturday?
A couple of rose bushes, maybe a new
for what?
Irrigation
the planet's
system at
going
the farm.
Away. What? How is that sex going to carry over for you? It's not.
It's such a good feeling.
That's
to know
going,
you're
that,
alive.
That, when
it's such a happy feeling.
When it's over, it's
I'm
over.
Happy inside. That's
now. If you were to be like, well, you know, this celebrity that you've always wanted to have sex with said she would. That's different. You know what I'm saying? That's different. But just
of the options given,
I think I would eat a lot.
I would go with mine versus yours.
Okay.
You'd eat a lot and sleep. That's it.
I probably would eat a lot of food that I really like to eat that I don't because I don't want to be fat. I would definitely be eating a lot of ice cream and macaroni and cheese between now and Saturday.
I guess mine was kind of boring.
I'd probably smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, I would definitely drink alcohol. No question.
Yeah, yours was boring. Spend time with family.
pursue a bunch of plus size Latinas.
He's busting your chops, yet he wants to just sleep.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, sleeping is so underrated. Are you kidding me? I've told you guys.
Obviously, you love sleeping.
My wife wakes me up when she leaves the house at like 5:45, 6 o'clock, and I'll stay up and do a little show prep, and then I take a nap at like 8:30, and then I set my alarm to get up and go running. I love that nap in the morning. I love that. That nap in the morning
is the best sleep. That's unreal.
Oh, it's the best. Oh, I just love it.
You need to stick to cats.
Yeah, because if you ever had kids, you'd be miserable.
Are you kidding me? I'm not ruining this. Are you kidding me? I get to take naps at 8:30. I take naps before lunch. I'm not ruining that with kids. Kids are the devil. No way. So I guess I would be interested. There's really, what could you do, though, in less than 5
That's what I'm saying. You can't go tour Europe or.
Yeah. I don't know. I really can't even think of anything fun. That's why I would just take naps and eat bad.
You'd hate to say, look, I'm going to beat you to it on Saturday and go like jump off the Empire State Building. And then halfway as you're flying down, go, oh, the guy was just kidding. Everything's going to go on as planned. No, you're not.
Oops, our bad.
Yeah.
Our bad.
See ya. All right. So we've got a half hour to go in the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz.
Oh, real quick. I'm seeing on Twitter, and we were told in our ear by super producer Nick, Jalen Strong picked up by the Jags, according to Adam Schefter. The Jacksonville Jaguars have claimed former Texans wide receiver Jalen Strong off waivers.
So that means that's their replacement for Robinson.
How little of a surprise would it have been if the Patriots would have done that? Picked him up.
Not at all.
That would be such a Belichick thing to do, right? Well, and then wave him the next week.
Who was the last one they did, the receiver from Ohio State that the Texans had that they picked up real quick?
You got me.
I'll look it up in the break. But the other thing, too, is like, if you're playing that team in the following weeks, that's always like the Packers cut a guy named Tripp that was on their special teams.
Yep.
The Falcons picked him up just so that they can learn, hey, all through training camp, what were the signals and what were the plays? Because it helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with
Shout out to whoever texted the show saying they're listening in Dubai by the pool.
Very cool.
Shout out to you.
Love that. And I'm sure the weather is great. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. I've been telling you about it for a long time now, and it's a great program because it's you, the people of Houston, helping out kids in Houston trying to get a second chance at an education. It's real simple, and I know with all the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, there are more cases than we would like to talk about in this case. But if you are getting rid of a vehicle, if it's working or not, a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a trailer, whatever it is, and maybe, hopefully, the insurance has covered it, but you just need to get rid of it. Here's what you do. You call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know where you live. Let them know what you got. They come to you. They tow it away. They do the paperwork. They give you a tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. The vehicle is off your premises and out of your way, and it becomes a resource to help these kids who are trying to get an education. It's really simple because they turn that donation into things like money for eyeglasses, bus fare, warm meals, books, all the things that can be a distraction for these kids now can be taken care of because of this great program. It's the Houston Can Cars for Kids program, and you can help make a difference. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects for the final half hour, it was Keyshawn Martin, the one-time fourth-round draft pick out of Michigan State for your Houston Texans that ended up playing for the Patriots and playing fairly well. He was traded by the Texans. Let me make that clear. It wasn't a waiver pickup in that case, but there were others that were cut, picked up, and that's a kind of a common thing in the NFL where a guy spends all of training camp or a majority of the season with one team, and if the other team's got him on the schedule coming up, Belichick move right there. Pick him up and steal everything you can.
Yep. Happens in baseball,
too. And the week after the game, cut him.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know what's the Way Back Wednesday topic for tomorrow. They suggested a shout-out to the interns by doing hits from years they were born. No. I think we're going to do... We discussed it at a break. It's not necessarily one-hit wonders. It's going to be songs from people that aren't musicians.
So, I got a couple already.
As an example, Eddie Murphy came out with a song called...
Party All the Time.
Party All the Time. So that's going to make somebody's list. But that's the kind of music
Shaq will have.
Shaq, you just stole mine.
No, but here's the thing. I don't think we should work on this collaboratively.
No.
A collaborative effort. Because it's like,
absolutely not.
Come up with 24 songs.
I want to see you flounder.
You pick the damn topic. I know you do. It's a daily occurrence.
My first song is definitely going to be from Paris Hilton.
I'm just saying.
Paris Hilton.
Stars Are Blind. Yeah. How do I know the name of that? Because it's on my run list. It's on my run list.
Billy Bob Thornton had
you
one.
Run
Did he
Paris
really?
Hilton.
I think it's called.
Hell yes. Joel, I run to Paris Hilton.
You are weird.
I swear to God, if you don't go out on this segment with Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton, Nick.
I can go directly to hell, huh?
Like, wow. What?
Weird.
What?
I'm just leaving it there.
Did I run to Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Why is that weird?
You got RuPaul on there?
No, that's stupid.
Why would I have RuPaul? RuPaul is a better song. Work by RuPaul is a better song than anything Paris Hilton could come up with.
I'll sing the hell out of Stars Are Blind. I don't care what you say.
Nick, are you a Paris Hilton?
No.
Did you see her sex tape?
I think I did. I can't remember it, but I'm pretty sure
I did.
I
saw it.
I mean, I don't mind admitting it. I just can't. I vaguely remember it.
I mean, it wasn't.
It wasn't all that?
No. Not really. As far as sex tapes go.
Not like Kimmy or Pam?
Pam's was off the chain. But it may have been because I was infatuated with her at the time, too. So I was like, I can't believe this is real.
It might have been off the chain, but she was taking a whole lot more than that.
Man. Hashtag blessed.
No. Yeah, tripod.
Yeah.
Ken wants to get in here real quick and talk Packers. I really don't this week, Ken, but I will. What's up?
Joel, what's going on, man? What's up, man?
Man,
you know, I figured last year I talked about the Green Bay game. I figured I'd call you again this year to start the season off for myself.
Ken, you guys better hope you play on turf. By the way, Ken's a Falcons fan, and you can turn your radio down, Ken.
Turn your radio down, buddy.
I got you.
But, look. Hats off to you. You guys played a hell of a game. And look, I said it this week. Great, great team on turf. Just make sure you go back and look at the tape of week one against the Bears. You don't play as well on natural grass. So as long as you got the best record or home field and you continue to play on turf and you don't have injuries, that's a hell of a team you got there.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. I went to the game, and that's a hell of a damn stadium down there, man.
It looked pretty fabulous.
You ever get a stand, that stadium is off the meat rack.
Yeah, it looked impressive. Not just the roof either, but I like the fact that the concourse is painted with the yard markers, and wherever you are on the concourse, that's exactly where you are to see the field. I thought that was very cool.
Oh, yeah, man. I had gotten sideline passes and everything, and I was, like, completely just enamored. I was like, wow, now this is taxpayers. That's about to drive me back from Texas back to Jordan just so I can make all the games.
Well, you know what they say. Yeah, like I said, I give you guys all the credit in the world. So you guys keep rolling, and you should be in good position to keep everybody healthy. But look, someone better find some kind of way to stop Julio Jones because he is special.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. But you know what? If wet was a wet with Canada and Nets, if we could have kept running the damn – even pardon me. It's a very sensitive subject for me. But run the ball – we would have been doing something different, but hey, I'll be chatting with you throughout the season. I'm back.
All right, Ken, good to have you back. Appreciate you checking in, brother. I was going to say, if I was going to be mean, I would say never forget 28-3. But I didn't because...
Oh, you didn't. You just
no,
did.
No, I didn't. Because they,
you just you know, did.
They're a very good team. I said I was going to, and if I wanted to be mean, I didn't want to be mean.
We're getting a ton of suggestions for tomorrow. Steelers fan Juan had the Bears did the Super Bowl shuffle, which was actually one on my list
That's
I was going
to
do. David Hasselhoff. We've also got Cheech and Chong's Basketball Jones.
David Hasselhoff was Cheeseburgers in Paradise?
No.
No.
Macho Man Randy Savage had a rap CD. Did you guys know that?
That Ooh. I did not know.
Macho Man Randy Savage has a rap CD.
Had no idea.
I didn't. Now, somebody also named one that was on my list, Roy Jones Jr. Bruce Willis. Jared texted in Bruce Willis.
He
I do remember
yeah.
him having a song. Yeah, so tomorrow will be interesting. If you like corny music, it's going to be...
just another Wednesday.
It's going to be... aw. That's not nice. Are you saying that Nick plays corny music?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
I got dibs on this one, though.
What is that? Paris,
yes!
See? Thought this was a bad shampoo commercial. It's just terrible.
It's the jam.
You run
dude.
To this?
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. You can get a good stride going right there.
No wonder why pit bulls come after you. I want you to
You're talking over the music, Joel.
No, they say dogs have really intense hearing.
Yeah,
that's why they were attacking you. Yeah. Like, what the hell are you listening to?
By the way, the person that texted from Dubai just texted back and said, just kidding.
Bit hard on that
I'm not in Dubai. I just wanted to boost y'all's self-esteem.
It worked. We were happy there for a second.
That is hilarious. Touche, texter. Touche.
Well
that
played.
Is too funny.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, like, oh, I'm going to go get money and bang women and before the world ends. No, you're not. You don't have time. Like, why would you rob a bank? What good is that going to do you? No one's selling anything with the world coming to an end.
God forbid you get caught before the world ends and you spend the last couple days of your life in jail.
Yeah. Somebody said, I'm going to try that PCP and heroin combo. Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
OU Mike said, oh, so there's still time for Barry to tell a funny joke.
Not to mention your dad
there's
joke.
There's also still
the
time for Mike to find the right guy.
Yeah, I hate you, OU Mike. You shut up.
Would be an Oklahoma State Cowboy.
I would poop in everyone's yard. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Just going around. That must have been the lady that was running through.
Granado would be in that one yard with the hose in one hand, a beer in the other, going,
right.
Get off.
All texting, no tweeting wanted to know if I'm going to wear diapers to the mall next time so I don't have to stop and poop and the pooper peeper come in on me. I don't think so. Nope. That's not how that works.
Pamper size 7?
Yeah. Would it make you... Okay, so here's a non-sports question that somebody needs help with, I guess.
All right.
By the way, this song is so good.
And we're late for break, so let's get it out.
All right, well, I'll do it on the other side. I'll ask the question on the other side.
On the other side.
Yeah.
A non-sports question.
Uh-huh.
To make you think a little bit.
Yeah, to get your reaction, how would you handle this particular situation involving a roommate?
There you go. All right, one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere with bad music behind us. We have nothing but positive things ahead right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Set, she, get Ray, we out here. It's Young Boss.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. How about that for a little twister? Barry, Nick, and Joel, as we... Nick, you said it. Kind of flew through this one today.
Yeah, I felt like this show, I don't know, went by real fast.
Covered
most of them do.
Yeah.
But this program, I felt like it went particularly fast, so.
Yep.
Flew by, having fun.
I am just amazed at all of the songs coming in from people. There really is
but
a
you,
macho man.
You don't
want to
collaborate. You're just going to steal all of them.
There really is a macho man Randy Savage rap
Rush
album.
Rush home so I can email you guys the songs
Yeah,
today.
You looked it up, didn't you?
No, I'm just somebody. Zach Pounds tweeted me a picture of the front back. He tweeted it to you too. And Nick, the front and back of the album cover. Oh, that's so fantastic.
Why does he have it?
Huh?
Hopefully he didn't purchase that.
See, now I'm skeptical because of the stupid Dubai text. Like, Big Dog V65 said, it's my birthday. Happy birthday, 97.5. I don't believe anybody now. I don't know if it's really Big Dog's birthday. I'm skeptical. Jesse bought the Vadi Ventura.
They finally got you to stop screening on the fly with a Dubai text.
No, I mean, I'm still going to read them on the fly. Oh, speaking of, let's get to this question. I don't want to forget that. We teased it. We've got to do it. Here's the question. Would it make you mad if every morning when you woke up, your roommate left pots and pans full of food that he cooked the previous evening out in the kitchen? I was always taught if you cook, you clean, but just want to hear your opinion. What say you, Joel?
Completely agree that it's out of line. It's disgusting. It shouldn't happen. You can get bugs. And that was a rule whenever I had roommates back in college and anywhere else. If you cook it, you clean it, and you clean it right away. Because if you leave that crap hanging around, that's you're just asking for a science project.
That's the reason why I'll go broke before having roommates. I will go completely broke. Before
really?
Yeah, man.
Now, can't see, I'm of the opinion one night, I'm not going to be get mad about you left them overnight because you're like, I'll clean it in the morning. I'll do it before we cook tomorrow. I mean, I leave dishes in the sink from the previous night, and then I'll come home from work the next day and do the dishes from the previous night's cooking or whatever. So I don't have a problem with leaving dishes and stuff in the sink overnight. Now, if it becomes 2, 3, 4 days, there's no pots and it stinks and all that, that's a different story. But one night, you guys are just being – no wonder no one wants to live with y'all.
No, it's – if that's like a continuous behavior. If that happens frequently, I get it. If like,
but is he leaving them or is he just washing them the next day? Because that's
if the most people are willing to leave it, they're probably not. They're
you
not,
have to be prodded to clean it.
Exactly, they're probably lazy enough to leave it another day and another day and another day. You know what I mean?
Like exactly,
you don't know that he's going to be consistently cleaning it up the very next day.
Yeah, my college roommate was one of those guys that would leave the remnants of the mac and cheese and stuff like that in the crock pot on the back cabinet for like days at a time, and that's just not acceptable.
That's what I'm saying. Multiple days is different, but if you come home or you cook and then you leave the dishes in the sink and because it's Monday Night Football and you're drinking and then you fall asleep, the next morning you wake up,
as
maybe
long
you're
as
not
do
feeling
it in the morning. That's
I'm okay with
that's
it.
I'm fine
I'm
with
completely
that.
Okay.
I'm okay
I'm
with it
with
as long as you clean it before the next time it's time to cook. So if you do them, all right, hey, it's time to make dinner. It's 5 o'clock in the evening. The next day, you do the dishes, and then...
Some people like to cook in the morning, though. People love cooking breakfast.
That's true, but I'm just saying. I mean,
But I'm
again,
with you.
Three days, even 2 days might be a little much, but the next morning, lighten up a little. That's all I'm saying.
I don't deal with it anymore, Chief, but I'm
saying... I'm telling him. This is why you're going to be lonely, Nick.
When you start seeing those little gnats flying around and stuff like that, that's time to say something.
Oh, yeah. No, that's way too long. Yeah. No, no.
I understand if you had a couple people over and everybody was barbecuing, everybody had a good time, had a few beverages, you know, and it got late, you clean it up the next morning, I'm good. But if you let that thing sit there till midday and it starts collecting some creepy crawlers or something like that, no.
Right.
Not in the house, no.
We're getting a lot of song requests. Chris Rock's Champagne Room, that was from Cody.
Is that legit?
Yeah, I guess. Le'Veon Bell's Shrimp Bayless.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
That's so good. Rob Kardashian, his China diss song. No, I'm not doing that. No, not doing that.
Just did.
Huh?
You just mentioned it.
Anyway. But I'm saying I'm not playing that song.
Thank you for all of us in advance.
No, not doing that.
It's on my list for sure.
Are you serious? You better not.
If it makes you both that mad, yeah.
I see how
so there's
you
hate. There's hate in your there's hate
it's
in
just
your madness.
Music. I get picked on all the time about my music. All the time.
I will say Taylor. We called him Taylor a lot. Taylor was getting some love for his song choices.
Yeah, I saw the tweet.
Yeah, he was getting some love. Michael Wharton said Macho Man's entire album was just dissing Hulk Hogan. His song "Be a Man" is hilarious. So I think I'm gonna have to have you play "Be a Man" by Macho Man tomorrow as one of our songs.
Just as long as you don't play that crap you played.
Stars Are Blind.
Oh, my God.
Paris Hilton. Awful. That's on my list now. Totally
just,
on my list.
It just completely defines her.
Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to pick Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton. I'm going to pick the B-side, whatever's on the back of it. That's what we're playing.
You have the record? You can flip it over?
I have the 45.
You have the 45. You're going to flip it over.
The 45.
What are you playing on?
A record player.
You still have one?
I do.
Wow.
I actually have two of them because I DJed. But yeah.
Wicked, wicked, what?
What? What?
Who knew that? Wow. Man, I thought you guys were bad with all that Katy Perry and stuff, but when he pulls Paris Hilton out, that's just certifiably awful.
Tater's gonna tate. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I like that you're the judge and the jury, because Nick and I both came up with one that we feel is absolutely legit. You're like, nope, doesn't count. Nope, can't
what did
do
you
it.
Come up
without
with?
The most passionate of way back Wednesday.
Well, he picked
right?
the topic again for the 85th week. But I'm just telling you. So we
hold
said
on. No, no. Hold on. I picked the topic because the last 2 weeks you were given the opportunity. You picked a topic we've already done.
I don't recall doing. Because you said we did rock and metal bands, and then and you said that it was different. Hair metal bands was different, so I said hair metal bands.
No. And then he wants to do one-hit wonders, and we've already done that.
I didn't want to do one-hit wonders.
Yeah, you did.
Nick did. That was Nick that brought that up.
No, was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
What is wrong with you guys? Are you not remembering what we're doing every Wednesday?
Not really.
Sorry, Dad.
You don't pay attention to the show, Nick?
Sometimes.
I'm with Barry. 24-hour pot and pan rule. I'll let that overnight slip. See, you just gotta be rational. You gotta be rational. Oh, by the way, more texts coming in that are definitely true. This one is from a Nigerian prince that has $200 million for us.
See what you did? You opened up the floodgates.
No doubt, I have screwed up royally, and I apologize.
Cider is coming.
Yeah. Oh
all
no.
Different variations.
Screwston now. Already tweeted a cider tweet. I just didn't read it, but he got his in. Don't worry.
Okay. So. I guess that's we don't have any more non-sportsy stuff that can be short-lived in a couple of minutes.
We do. We'll carry it over tomorrow, but I did want to point out the fact that Judge Adelaide Byrd is off of UFC 216.
Yep.
I saw, which I think is good. And somebody was like, well, why would they even, I think somebody was saying about picking, well, the Nevada State Athletic Commission is who chooses judges, or the State Athletic Commission, regardless of what state you're in. They'll choose the judges, but I think it was NSAC that kind of suspended her, right, or whatever it is.
Can you answer me this, because you guys are experts on this? Is that common that boxing judges become MMA judges as well?
It's why it came from boxing.
Yeah, it's right? Why there was such a big problem early on with MMA scoring once it moved into a more traditional style of combat sports. Because in the original UFC, it was just fight until the finish, right? Like when Hoist Gracie was out there beating dudes wearing one boxing glove. But once it morphed into more of a combat sport similar to boxing, the boxing judges didn't know how to judge the ground game. You were almost penalized for taking a fight to the ground as opposed to being given credit for a takedown, because boxing judges only looked at striking. They were educated, but it's hard to break those tendencies. So, yeah. It's commonplace now, but judges get trained on the differences and the nuances between MMA and boxing.
And if she's bad in one, you just assume
she's just a bad judge.
But okay. To be honest, UFC 216, headlined by Ferguson and Lee, it's not. I want to see. It's kind of top. I mean, Demetrius Johnson is on the card, but Fabricio Verdum is on the card. It's not the biggest UFC MMA event.
Are you buying it? It's not a card that I would buy.
I don't think I'd buy it.
No,
to be honest.
But are you watching it, Nick?
Yeah, possibly.
It's just another
question. I might go to a friend's house.
Yeah, there you go.
See,
I'll go to a bar or something that has it.
Asking for a friend. Just throwing it out there. All right, that'll about do it for our 3-hour extravaganza. Another fun show, and we'll continue to do it the rest of the week. We will turn it over right now to Fred, AJ Jung, and The Blitz, but we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Don't go anywhere. Catch us Monday through Friday. It's The Usual Suspects right here, 1 to 4 on ESPN 97.5.